Welcome to the West Virginia Soccer Association Beyond the Pitch podcast here on the West Virginia Soccer Association Digital Network. My name is Marcus Cole. Now, before we begin today's show, just wanted to remind you that once you've had a chance to check out our program, make sure you give our podcast a 5-star rating and follow us wherever you get your podcast. That helps you stay up to date on all the latest content from us, and it helps us get the word out to others and let them know that we're providing valuable information for soccer players, coaches, referees, and parents. On the phone with us back again is Erica Suter, a certified strength and conditioning coach. Erica, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Marcus. Thanks so much for having me. Is this our third time talking?
Yeah, third time on the podcast.
Wow. Awesome. Well, I'm so honored to be here again and to talk to your audience about things they can do during this time. So very excited to be here.
Well, you know, we're dealing with, like we said before, unprecedented times. Not 100% sure exactly what we should be doing other than, you know, issuing proper sneezing and coughing hygiene, making sure that we wash our hands, things along that lines. But, you know, here in the state of West Virginia, we've issued a suspension of play until the end of the month. And then at that point, we're going to reevaluate things at that point and see if further action is needed or warranted. You know, and I know I'm the type of person that is very no complaining. You know, this situation, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, it's happening. We're going to go through the process. It's going to end whenever it's going to end. And we're going to continue to move forward and always try to keep a positive attitude and try to find the bright spots in certain situations, which I know is hard to do sometimes in today's day and age. But, you know, I think this is an opportunity. I'd like to consider this an opportunity for our soccer players here in the state of West Virginia, an opportunity for them to maybe do things that they haven't done before or things that maybe they haven't thought of doing before. They have a little bit of extra time on their hands. And that's where I wanted to bring you into the fold. You know, you've been extremely active over the last couple of days in regards to things that athletes can do while they're on this break. From soccer, from a lot of people from school. So why don't you go ahead and just start us off by what should players, soccer players, be thinking about during this downtime?
So I do want to start this off by just letting everyone know that it is absolutely devastating that sports are canceled for the spring and we can't live our lives as normally as we want to right now, and the world flipped upside down in less than a week. So it is shocking. It's uncertain, and it can be very scary for some people. But I think you nailed it, Marcus. The key here is to find the opportunity and to find the positive. And what players can do now is to really focus on things they can control. So everyone who's listening to this is likely stuck in their house or can't really go to restaurants they've been to, can't really get outside as much. So there's a lot of things that they can do at home, whether it's picking up a new hobby or learning a new skill or reading a book or doing something outside of soccer and getting creative there. And then if they want to work on something that has to do with soccer, all they need is just a small space to get in some ball work, to get in some touches. So that is great news. Or get some fresh air. It doesn't hurt to get outside in the front yard and get some air during this time. And then from a physical standpoint, they can absolutely start to work on their strength and even their speed and their power. So there's a lot of things that they can still do and control. And the good news here is everyone is still healthy for the most part. They're still moving, and that's something that won't get canceled unless you aren't healthy anymore. But movement is going to help you through this time.
Now, you mentioned, I know that there's a lot of soccer players out there that are bummed, other sports too as well, having their spring seasons canceled entirely. But having that mental attitude of, I'm going to make the most out of this opportunity, make the most out of this time to benefit me or to help others, I think is so, mm-hmm. so important. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, 100%. And I think that's one of the most important things is how can you take care of yourself, but how can you provide value and love to others in your life right now? I know some of my athletes here in Baltimore are FaceTiming each other and sharing workouts or just doing kick-arounds on their own, of course, taking the necessary precautions if they're in contact with each other and washing their hands after and showering, whatever it is. But it's really great to see people collaborate more now and come together. And that for me is the silver lining in all of this. And I think that this is going to change the world, as devastating as it is. It's going to change the world and change the way people think.
I agree. Sometimes adversity can bring out the worst in people, but a lot of times it can bring out the best in people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, why don't we go ahead and dive into some things. I know sometimes some athletes, soccer players complain that, you know, I train all the time with our team, or I'm doing this, I'm doing that with soccer. We're, you know, gone away to tournaments. But yet they don't find a lot of time for the strength and conditioning portion of that. I mean, it's such an important part. This is that time to start getting into, you know, maybe a more of a routine of doing strength and conditioning type things. Let's talk a little bit about that, of some things that these soccer players can do during this downtime.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The strength and conditioning is something that a lot of people kind of put in the back seat just because soccer practices and games are so crazy during the year. Of course, there are many athletes out there who do make strength and conditioning a priority year round, and that's so awesome. But now is a really great time to focus on it. And not just physically, we all know that physically it's beneficial for speed and conditioning and power and strength, but also mentally. So there's so much research out there that movement helps the immune system. It helps the nervous system in times of stress. So those are the big reasons why I want people to move now. I saw a great post earlier today, Eric Cressy, the strength and conditioning coach, and he said, like, if you're going to take a week or two off from training and practices and strength and conditioning, that's fine. Like, you're not going to lose anything in a couple weeks, maybe even a month. So if people just want to chill out for a little bit, that's fine as well. But for me, it's more about the mental piece here. And that's what I really want to get across to people. Just getting outside, moving, playing is so good for our brains and our joy and our calmness and being able to relax. So that's one thing I really want people listening to understand.
It's amazing what, you know, just going out and doing something can do for you, and it can change your mood. It can change your perspective. I haven't changed my routine much since this whole situation started.
Right.
But you yep. know, but at the same time, I've always been protective during flu season. Just because I've gotten pneumonia a couple of times, and, you know, so I'm a little bit leery and that type of thing. And I always bring hand sanitizer with me. I mean, even before this whole thing happened, you know, I'm always that type of, you know, anytime I touch something, I make sure I go to hand sanitizer and that type of thing, just to take care of me. But also, you know, just the idea of getting out there and being out and and about and doing something. And, you know, it doesn't even necessarily have to be soccer, like you mentioned, just doing something, whether it's going for a walk, taking your dog for a walk, you know, whatever that case may be. But you've been posting a lot of great stuff lately, and we had an offer that we put out there that if those that joined up on your email distribution list and stuff, we're going to be getting some workout videos along with explanations and some things that they can do at home during this time. And the one thing I really like about it is not only are you talking about what to do and how to do it, but you're explaining the why behind it, which I think is extremely important. And I think athletes need to take a little bit more ownership in why are you doing something? This is the reason why.
Right. Yeah, I'm so happy to, first of all, be doing this initiative and really showing people that with a little creativity, there's so much you can do at home. There's so many body weight movements. There's so many different variations and progressions. And honestly, I told my audience and anyone who joined that this was going to be going on for a week, but I might continue this for the next month because this isn't going to get better anytime soon. I feel we're going to be on lockdown for a little longer than we expect. and B, there's so many body weight exercises and movements I have to share with people. So I'm really happy to be doing this. And you mentioned the explanations, Marcus. I'm happy to do that as well. And this is a good teaching moment for me to explain why soccer players need to do certain exercises. Why are we doing push-ups? Why are we doing different lunge variations? Why are we not doing ab crunches, but more so core stability exercises, and how does that translate? So I also want to use this initiative as an opportunity for coaching, parent, and player education.
It's so important to understand the things that we're doing. I think it just makes for a better athlete. It makes for a more knowledgeable athlete. Now, obviously, there's a lot of information going out, and some of it is really, really good. A lot of the stuff that you're putting out is really, really good. And then there's some other stuff out there that may not be as good. What can people do to help decipher between the good stuff and maybe the stuff that's not as good?
Mm-hmm. I think it's important when parents and coaches are looking at the online space to look at a trainer's body of work. And are they posting videos of their athletes getting results? I think that speaks for itself, or if they're just sharing videos of themselves doing the movement, but are they really showing the results of their program and what their clients are accomplishing both on and off the field? So I think that's important. And just looking around the industry and following people on Twitter who are sharing each other's work, so researchers and practitioners who are sharing the same people's work over and over again, that's important to keep an eye on. But I really think the results and showing them and not telling the results is key here.
What can I know as you age through soccer and as you get older, things for the most part become less stressful, maybe, I guess. I know that usually the parents, as their kid goes through the whole soccer thing, they're not as cringy about things. They kind of relax a little bit. Things get a little bit more chill. Some of the younger parents, you know, are maybe sitting there going, oh, I don't want little Johnny to miss out. And, you know, they're missing this opportunity. And, you know, this is horrible. And, you know, my Johnny's going to be a superstar. And he needs to be out there training. But the one thing that I like that you have promoted consistently over the years is the fact of, especially those at the younger age groups, play. Just play.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's always important to oscillate the volume of what you're doing. And this goes for anything in life. I mean, burnout is real for anything that you do in repetition over and over again for a long period of time. I know me as a writer and content creator, there have been many weeks I've had to step back because I just felt I couldn't handle it anymore and I was losing my creativity. So, you know, you need to take off. So during this time, if they're not playing games or going to practices, they're not going to lose anything. Even if we get to the point where we're out for a couple months, this is how soccer used to be back when I was growing up. Like, right. We had an entire fall season and summer off. So that it was even longer than that. So I think everyone needs to be a little bit more grateful right now that this is an opportunity to take a step back from the grind, focus on the buckets you're not maybe getting, some of your strength or speed or other hobbies that are not soccer. But back in the day, like, we all survived without year-round soccer, and we all still played at a high level and beyond college. So it will all be okay. Like, what do you think Mia Hamm did, you know?
Right.
So I think people need to just put things into perspective. And again, like, if people want to take off these next few weeks and not do any at-home workouts, I'm fine with that too. But people just need to figure out what they want to do to empower themselves right now physically and mentally. So that's a decision they have to make.
Now, I know that you don't have a degree in mental health awareness, you know what I'm saying, that kind of thing, but you mm-hmm. promote a lot of that stuff, and you talk about a lot of that stuff. You shared a lot of things about your life that were difficult in dealing with, but, you know, I mean, you've played at a high level at Johns Hopkins. You know, what can mentally that we can instill in our athletes during this time of adversity? I mean, I know the word that you keep using is being grateful. And I think that's such a great word to use because, and I hate using this expression, but it's so true. You never know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah.
And right now, soccer's gone. Soccer is gone in the state of West Virginia until the end of the month. It might be gone longer. We don't know. But being grateful, talk about that.
Yeah, well, first of all, gratitude, it's a game changer. And right now, yes, it sucks. Sports are canceled. But a lot of us can be grateful. We're not in the hospital fighting to get a bed and fighting for our lives. So that's one thing. So I think we all need to keep that into perspective. Another thing, and you know, you mentioned I'm not a doctor and I'm not here to diagnose or prescribe any solutions, but during this time, words are absolutely powerful, and really checking in with yourself on how far you've come as an athlete or as a student or as a human. Just because the year-round grind, people kind of forget who they are and what they don't look back on what they've accomplished. So it's a nice time to check in with yourself how far you've come. So maybe you went from being a player who wasn't getting a lot of playing time to getting more playing time, or maybe you started another sport and learned something new. So just really checking in with yourself, and affirmations always work well, and not just writing them down. I think writing is powerful, but speaking it out loud is even more powerful. So if you're a fast player, like, say, I'm a fast player, that's what I bring to my team, and just really focusing on your strengths and just remembering who you are as a player. So I think those will help immensely during this time. But gratitude is absolutely number one right now.
Now, I know you work at a facility in the Baltimore area. What advice, I know, like, my daughter's strength and conditioning coach texted us this morning and said, you know, if you're comfortable with coming, that's great. If you're not comfortable, that's okay too. Here's some things that, you know, she can work out on her own. And he kind of wrote down a few things to do. But if those people that are still interested in going to the gym or going to their strength and conditioning coach at the facility, what are some things that these athletes should be doing when they're there to make sure that they're keeping themselves as healthy as humanly possible?
Yeah, so a quick actionable template here would be just a couple times a week, total body strength. Now, if you don't have equipment at home, just make sure you're getting in your squats, your lunges, your single leg deadlifts, work on your balance. If you have a pull-up bar, even better, get in your pull-ups and work on your upper body strength.
Yes, my daughter does not like you for the pull-up thing.
That's funny. Yeah, I posted on my Instagram story just a bunch of pull-up variations, and I was like, if you guys don't have a pull-up bar, buy one now because Amazon is delivering, so hurry up. So if they get a bunch of orders for pull-up bars, you're welcome, Amazon. But just moving your body, using all parts, lower extremity, upper extremity, left side, right side of your body. It can be that simple. And then just getting in a couple of days where you're out in the yard, get some air, work on your 1v1 moves. If you have a goal, work on your shooting. Make sure you're getting in some sprint work. That's the one thing that I will say gets lost the soonest is fast twitch muscle fibers. So sprint work, some low rep, high quality plyometrics. So, broad jumps, vertical jumps, boundings, really good hops. So just make sure you're getting that explosive work in at least twice a week if you're concerned about losing your speed. And then as far as sprint work, just make sure you're doing 20 yard, 30 yard, 40 yards. So you're getting maximal sprinting mechanics, but you're taking a long rest. So anywhere from 60 to 90 seconds between reps, just so that you're going full speed every time. It's not a conditioning drill. If you're training speed, you want a long rest.
Right. I think that gets lost in the translation sometime when you're working on speed work. Obviously, you're a wonderful follow on social media, especially lately. You've been doing a ton of stuff on your Instagram stories. Where can people find you out and about on social media?
Sure. Well, yeah, I'm so happy to keep providing content and writing all these articles for everyone. So they can find me on Twitter and Instagram at FitDoctorQueen. And then my website is www.ericasuter.com.
And they can find a lot of wonderful stuff. And the great thing about it, too, is it's a lot of stuff they can do right now. They can go out in the front yard and do right now.
Yep, 100%. And like I said, I'm going to be continuing this for a while, whether that's through Instagram video content, articles, email newsletter content. So there's a ton of places where everyone can get all this stuff.
And of course, you're always willing to answer questions as needed if people have them, right?
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, if you want to do another Q&A this week, because we all have the time, I'd love to do that as well. So happy to help with that.
Wonderful. Erica, I certainly appreciate you coming on during this time and keeping things positive and helping our athletes move forward during this time and space. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. That's what it's all about. I appreciate it, and I hope to come back on again.
Sounds good. And thank you for listening to the West Virginia Soccer Association Beyond the Pitch podcast here on the West Virginia Soccer Association Digital Network. Now that you've heard our show, make sure you give our podcast a 5-star rating and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next Thursday with another episode, so we hope to see you next week. Take care.